This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Sudan on Friday became the latest Arab nation to agree to recognize Israel in a diplomatic triumph for U.S. President Donald Trump. The United Arab Emirates and Bahrain signed an accord at the White House last month to normalize relations with Israel. But Sudan carries added symbolism as an Arab nation that has been at war with Israel. Speaking to reporters, U.S. President Donald Trump says he thinks Iran will be part of the deal someday.
I could see Iran ultimately. It sounds, right now, it doesn't sound like something that would happen, but I see it happening. Ultimately, they'll all be one unified family. It'll be an amazing thing.
The announcement makes Sudan the fifth Arab country to forge diplomatic relations with the Jewish state. President Trump is back on the campaign trail, hoping a solid debate performance gives him momentum as he trails Joe Biden in the polls. AP Sagar Magani reports.
It was a cheery president who told reporters in the Oval Office last night went well.
Great reviews, great polls, great everything.
While he's been on the defensive over the virus pandemic, the roles are flipped today after Biden said last night he backs a transition away from oil in the U.S., a statement that could hurt him with voters in swing states like Pennsylvania and Texas, who rely on fracking in particular to make a living. The Trump camp jumped on it. Biden running mate Kamala Harris said he's talking about banning taxpayer subsidies to fossil fuel companies.
Let's be really clear about this. Joe Biden is not going to ban fracking.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces clashed in several parts of Nagorno-Karabakh on Friday as the United States stepped up diplomatic efforts to try to end the deadliest fighting in the mountain enclave in over a quarter of a century. For more news, go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.